My guest today is Tariq Hager, a Lebanon-born American citizen who is the co-founder and co-director of Prague Film School, which is a private film school in Prague which has been running since 2003. So, Tariq, how did you come about setting up a film school in Prague?
Hello. The Prague Film School emerged from a larger project, the Prague Center for Further Education, which dealt with a number of subjects, mainly in the arts. We were running film classes as well. And over the years, it became increasingly obvious that there was a real interest in film. And yet, people interested in studying film faced the obstacle of either a national film academy back home, which was virtually impossible to get into, or very expensive private schools back in the United States. So we decided to found something that would be an alternative to those two options.
Obviously, you were competing, or were you, with the natural choice here, which is FAMU, and there's not that much else really here, is there, in the Czech Republic with regards to film education. There's a school in Zlín and one in Písek, I think.
That's right. The FAMU and the other Czech film schools weren't particularly important to us, as their primary area of interest was with Czechs, and we were to be an international film school. Our students were to come from all over the world.
So how does your school function? What kind of education, film-wise, does it provide?
We provide courses in directing, editing, cinematography, and screenwriting. The program obliges students to study in all four core areas the first semester and then specialize in the second semester.
So you're the co-founder of this school. So you have a fellow colleague that you set this school up with. So how did it go? Was it difficult initially to sort of set up a film school here in Prague?
Working with him was the least difficult part of the whole thing. Of course, it's always difficult setting up any type of business. And we had a number of obstacles. Film school is incredibly complex to set up, from everything from getting the facilities together, keeping up with latest developments in the area of facilities, making sure that you get the right teachers, and of course, making the program appealing to the students and finding the students. So it was there were quite a few challenges.
So what kind of students have you got?
Our students are, as we wished originally, international. In a program of, let's say, 50 students, we'll have over 30 countries represented.
And you've been in Prague for 10 years, I understand. So what brought you to Prague in the first place?
Prague's reputation of being a beautiful city, and I had finished my undergraduate studies and was wondering what next to do. And indeed, I was here for 3 years before then continuing with my graduate studies in the United States.
And your name, you're an American citizen who was born in Lebanon. That's called Tariq Hager. That's quite interesting, I suppose. What's the background to that?
My father was working in 1971 when I was born, brokering in a peace negotiations with Pakistan and East Pakistan, present day Bangladesh. At that time, one of my sisters came down with cholera. As the hospitals in Pakistan were not particularly developed, a man by the name of Tariq, a family friend, helped secure a medical evacuation, which actually saved the life of my sister, and we went to Beirut, Lebanon. And while in Lebanon, I was born, and hence I was named after the man who helped save my sister's life.
And then you went back to the United States?
Not immediately. We lived in Pakistan, India, Egypt, Rome, Italy. I spent a few years in the United States for schooling and undergraduate and graduate studies.
So how do you find life living in Prague?
I think Prague is a fantastic city. It has the charm of a much smaller city, but the buzz of a real metropolis. It's managed to have preserve a historic beauty to it while also having a very cosmopolitan buzz.
And do you think it's changed? What are the changes that you've witnessed in the 10 years that you've lived here?
It's become, I would say, a bit more similar to other European capitals, but of course it still preserves a bit of its magic that I think it will always have.
Now that you run a film school here, and obviously you must be keenly aware of the whole situation with film in this country, so have you had any sort of impressions or thoughts of the current situation film-wise in this country, which many people say is a sort of creative crisis, should we say?
Recent years, there hasn't been much of interest emerging. That could partially be because the market is now focusing more on let's say Hollywood type films, and there's less interest in financing the more traditional art house cinemas. However, the new generation of Czech filmmakers that emerged after 1989 were producing annually very promising films, very strong films.
Is film something that interests you personally, the fact that you ended up setting up a film school, or was that more of sort of a business idea, or was it the love of film?
Yeah, there's definitely love of film there. Actually, I would say I approach it more from the perspective of education. My past history has always been in education, and indeed this was one of the third educational projects I've been involved in.
And have you had any sort of promising students or you know, award winners or that sort of thing? I mean, you know, how do the students sort of, when they do they know not much about film when they begin and then come out, you know, the next Spielberg, as the cliche would say?
Every year, I think statistically you'll find that there are two people who shine. And it's a question, it's that magical quality called talent. And we're not surprised when they do emerge. On the other hand, we do find that at the end of the year, students who we did not see as particularly strong coming in the program do eventually emerge with fantastic films. We've had successes in film festivals, and I think about roughly 80% of our students do continue in the film industry. I think that's mostly a credit to them, as they're a particular type of student when coming. We're not the logical first step for students who study film. You have to really do research to learn about us. It's precisely those type of students we plan the student for to begin with. It's a student who could not get into the National Film Academy back home for whatever reason and could not afford private studies elsewhere, but who also knew that they were passionate about film and that this was what they were going to do in their lives. They wouldn't take no for an answer. And it's that commitment, that dedication, which maintained them through the program and, of course, stuck with them afterwards. And so it's not surprising that they then persevere into the industry and are successful.
So what's the age group that comes there?
Our youngest student next year, for example, is 18, and our oldest student is 36, and that's pretty standard. I think the mathematical average is 26 years old.
So what's the actual, do they get a certificate or a degree, or what do they get for the studies?
Our programs are accredited by the Czech Ministry of Education under the rubric of professional training. So they get a certificate in film production, in screenwriting, directing, cinematography, or editing, depending on their specialization.
And final question, what are your plans for the future?
We have a number of plans. It's our long-term ambition to actually be able to provide accredited master's degrees. We also are establishing a documentary film department and an acting for film department. These are our immediate goals, and of course we are always trying to strengthen the school.
Tariq Hager, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.